If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Since we met together last Sunday by radio, all over the world men have celebrated the birth of Christ, the incarnation, the act of God becoming man. I trust that no one listening to this broadcast would make the mistake of leaving Christ in the manger as a baby. We must now confront Him as the God-man who alone can take away our sins. We give you then greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we end out the year 1973, this being the very last broadcast and the last Lord's Day, we invite you to come to share it with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in our Sunday school, and that is the Bible. Throughout the entire Sunday school today, all of our boys and girls, our young people, and our men and women will be studying from the Word of God in the Sunday school hour. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. I can think of no better way for you to end 1973 than for you to be in the house of God today. Just think, your final opportunity to worship Christ on the Lord's Day in 1973. This has indeed been a marvelous year here at Worth Baptist Church. On the broadcast next Sunday, we'll be giving you some of the reports of the accomplishments of Worth Baptist Church during the year 1973. We're praising God for this final opportunity today in this year to serve and worship Him. So we invite you to come and share these good things of the Lord with us in all the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, and that's Highway 287, and by Loop 820. It would be our joy to close this year with you in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Then we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Now that we end this year, some of you have been saying all year long, well, I'm going to write that preacher, and I'm going to write that church and just let them know what the broadcast means to me. Well, this will be your last opportunity in 1973 to do it. So I trust today that you'll just take a moment, drop a postcard in mail, address it to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And say, don't forget, we'll be looking for you here at Worth Baptist Church today, ending the greatest year in our history, and we want to share it with you in all of the services, the Sunday school at 10 o'clock, the Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Make this the Lord's Day in your life as you end the year serving Christ. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, God's Final Call. I shall read from the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, beginning at verse 10. After we pause in a moment of prayer, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for all of the broadcast of this year. We thank Thee for this final Sunday to voice the truth, to tell men of Thy goodness, of Thy love and Thy mercy, and Thy power to save. It would be our prayer that as this broadcast fills the air, that many hearts might be blessed by it. Those in the hospitals, in the rest homes, in their own homes, in their places of business, those who might hear the broadcast traveling across the city or across the state. May the broadcast today bring honor and glory to Christ, and may it bring spiritual refreshing to every heart who listens. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, at verse 10. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. God's final call. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I have read to you from the last book and the last chapter of the Bible. It's God's final call to mankind. This is the last message that we have on record from God to man. The book of the Revelation was written about the year 96 AD. It was penned by the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos, where he was exiled because of his testimony and faith in Jesus Christ. And what a way for the Bible to end, with an invitation to all men to come to know Christ. The Bible is a library of divine truth. It was written by God, it is interpreted by the Holy Spirit, and it has for its subject matter Jesus Christ. The Bible is the most remarkable book on earth. It is inspired, it is infallible, and it is eternal. The Bible contains history, prophecy, law, literature, drama, poetry, music, and science. The Bible is a many-splendid book. Over a period of some 1,600 years, about 40 people wrote the Bible. And all through the Bible, in all of its books and in all of its chapters, there's not one single contradiction. There's no book in all the world like the Bible. There's no message in all the world like God's message to you. And there's no invitation in all the world like God's invitation to you. I call it God's final call. No message in all the Bible is more pronounced than God's universal call to man. Loudly and clearly, God has called every member of Adam's race to himself. Since the dawn of creation, God has called man to himself through Jesus Christ. And the initiative has always been on God's part. As we open the Old Testament, God is walking in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day, seeking Adam, calling Adam by name. As we open the New Testament, we read in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 19 at verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I repeat, the initiative has always been on God's part. God always makes the first step. God is always willing that all men would come to Him. God doesn't want you to die and go to hell. God doesn't want you to be lost forever, but God wants you to be saved. God wants you to know His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God is calling you now through this message, and God is making it clear that whosoever will may come and take of the water of life freely. The Bible commences with the word come. The Bible continues with the word come. And the Bible concludes with the word come. Hear again the words of my text in verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say come. And let him that is athirst come. And let him that heareth come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Over 500 times we find the word come in the Bible. God is anxious for you to come. God is more concerned about you than you could ever know. God is more concerned about you than your family or your friends are right now. God is waiting patiently for you to come. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We read in 2 Peter chapter 3 at verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The welcome mat is out. The royal invitation is extended. The everlasting arms of God are open. This is the hospitality of God. "Come and dine," said Christ. "Come, for all things are now ready. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as white as wool." No invitation in all the world is like God's invitation. He wrote it in 66 books, 1,189 chapters, and more than 31,000 verses. We call it the Bible. And no one but no one wants you like God wants you. God wants you presently. That is, He wants you right now. God wants you totally. That is, He wants you body, soul, and spirit. God wants you unhesitatingly. God wants you unreservedly. And God wants you eternally. God wants to preserve you through all the ages of eternity in heaven with Him. How do I know that God wants you? How do I know that there is a place for you in the economy of God? I know it because God gave His Son to prove it. In John 3:16 we read, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I know it because He gave His Word to assure it. We read in 1 Peter 1:23, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." I know it because God gave not only His Son to prove it and His Word to assure it, but God gave His Spirit to seal it. I read in Ephesians 4:28, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." The voice of every patriarch beckons you to come. The voice of every prophet invites you to come. The voice of every preacher calls you. The most outstanding example, perhaps, of all of God's invitations is God's invitation to Noah. We read it in the book of Genesis, chapter 7, at verse 1. "And the Lord said to Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark." What an invitation. No strings attached. Let us observe several things about God's invitation to Noah. First of all, it is a divine invitation. The Lord said. It was God Himself who was inviting Noah to come into the ark. And it is God today, personally, who is inviting you to come to Christ. Not only so, but it was a personal invitation. God said to Noah, "Come thou." Noah, you come. And you know what? God is personally inviting you. God has your name and God has your number. And God is calling you to repentance. And God is calling you to salvation. And God is calling you to Christ and to the church today, right now, through this broadcast. Not only that, but it was a family invitation. Come thou and all thy house. Paul said to the Philippian jailer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." God wants your whole family to be saved. God wants your whole family in prayer. God wants your whole family around the Bible. God wants your whole family in Sunday school and church today. God is calling with a family invitation. Not only so, but it was a soul-saving invitation. The ark was a place of safety, a place of salvation, a place of deliverance. The floodwaters were coming, and only those in the ark were spared the awful judgment of God. The ark is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ there's safety. In Christ there's redemption. In Christ there's pardon. In Christ there's forgiveness of sin. In Christ and in Christ alone is there a place of refuge from the awesome judgment of God that's coming upon the world. Only those in Christ are going to be spared the judgment of God that will soon fall upon a disobeying world. Not only that, but the invitation was a universal invitation. All throughout the Bible, God invites all men. Whosoever will is the keynote. All men of all colors, of all creeds, of all persuasions, of all ages are invited to come to Christ. And this is the universal invitation of God. And not only that, but it's an unconditional invitation. Without condition or credential, without question or qualification, without exception or exaggeration, all men are invited to come to Christ for salvation. That means you. Whosoever will means you, and you can come to Christ right now. On this last Sunday of 1973, God is giving you this final call. He has called for 12 months. He has called for 52 weeks. He has called now in 1973 almost 365 days. God has called you through sickness. God has called you through problems and adversities. God has called you through preaching and through teaching. God has called you in mercy. But soon, God may call you in judgment. Every time the sun rises, God is calling you. Every time the stars twinkle, every time the moon beams, God is calling you. Every time the wind blows and every time the birds sing, every time the teacher teaches, every time the choir sings, and every time the preacher preaches, God is calling you to Christ. It could well be that this would be the last call for someone listening to this broadcast in this moment. You see, the Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." You say, "But I'm planning in the new year to begin church, and I'm going to trust Christ, and I'm going to live for God." But wait. You may never see the new year. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. This could well be your last message, your last invitation, your last opportunity, your last call. You see, time is running out. It's later than you think. The midnight hour is approaching, and soon the night of judgment will fall. The Bible tells us that God's Spirit will not always strive with man. The Bible tells us that today is the day of salvation. The Bible tells us that God wants you right now to come and repent of your sins and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. There is a time I know not when, a place I know not where, that marks the destiny of men to heaven or despair. Beloved, God's final call comes to you today. There may never be another Sunday. There may never be another Lord's Day. There may never be another church service for you. There may never be another song, another lesson, another message. God is calling to you today by the Holy Spirit. God is speaking to you this moment wherever you are. Whatever you're doing, why don't you stop a moment? Just stop whatever you're doing right now and listen to God. By the Holy Spirit and through the blessed Word of God, there's a call coming to you. And God loves you regardless of what 1973 has brought to you. Regardless of the failures and the mistakes and the problems and the difficulties. Regardless of all of the crises and all of the reverses of your life. Regardless of how gloom the future might look. And how dim and how dark tomorrow might appear to be. God wants you today, right now, in this moment, to answer His call. He's knocking on your heart's door. He's ringing your number today. Your doorbell, your house number. God is calling for you as you listen to this broadcast in this hour. And I trust that even right now, you will pause. You will pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the moment that you do that, Jesus Christ will come in. You can have a new life. You can have a new beginning. You can have a promise of heaven. You can have a brand new feeling, and there's no feeling in all the world like the feeling of your sins forgiven. God is calling. If you will answer, God will save you right now, this moment, by simply anchoring your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and trusting Him as your own personal Savior. May I say to you once again in the closing of the broadcast, it would be our joy to have you come and worship the Lord with us today at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Come today and share the last Lord's Day of 1973 with the friendly people of Worth Baptist Church. May the Lord bless you as you do. And until next Lord's Day at the same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.